Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the RSL Show on KSL Sports. Today, we've got everybody in the building. The room.
The room.
The man cave.
The boy cave, if you're here, bro. You got your Simba hair still, bro.
I do.
We'll get back to that. Okay. So my name's Andy Munoz. So we got Isaac Munoz running the cameras. This will be video on YouTube as well. We got Joshua Clark, founding host.
Sure.
Yeah?
We'll go for it, yeah.
And we've got, I've already said you, Alex Napolis, the intern slash host.
There you go. He said it. See?
We're getting there.
Well, we gotta get the Jake Slander in real quick. He's waiting for it from you.
Oh, Jake Simons?
Yeah, remember, you gotta continue on from last week. For him.
Jake Simons, thanks for finding the podcast, but also no thank you for quitting and giving up on your friends and pursuing a family.
He doesn't mean that, Jake.
It just got deep.
Yeah. By the way, we've got a fifth voice here. Moses, what's up, dude?
What up, man?
Are you free to say your last name?
Yeah, Sandoval.
All right, yeah.
Moses Sandoval.
Okay, all right, just making sure, bro. I don't know.
I'm not that secretive.
Yeah, don't know your history, you know.
I promise nobody's looking for me.
No one? Okay, all right, cool. So Moses Sandoval, for the people who don't know, I want to call you the team barber, but like you're more than that, right? Because you cut a lot of hair for professional athletes, even outside of Real Salt Lake.
Correct.
But you're a full-time barber.
Full-time barber.
Yeah. Do you want to plug like where you're at in case people want to come see you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, currently right now, we're at our own studio. It's about four of us there. So just recently moved in. Nothing crazy, but we're definitely working on getting something bigger here soon. But
yeah,
come and find me.
Cool, man. Dang, dude. Oh, what's your at? IG?
Top Dog Cuts.
Top Dog Cuts.
Is that Cuts with a Z?
With a Z.
That's what I like.
And
to
Dog, D-A-W-G.
That's what I like. All right.
Top Dog.
Top Dog
Cuts, bruh. Dude, so listen, guys, we're going to talk. We're going to talk a little bit about Real Salt Lake, and there's cool stuff in here. But for the tactics and all that, that's at the back half of the episode. I wanted to bring in Moses because we've been following each other for a while. Yeah. And the way that I met Moses is BOFO. Correct. Sebastian Saucedo came to town. And at the time, he's like, hey, bro, I'm going to Toluca. I'm leaving Pumas. He's like, I need a little video, goodbye video. So I helped him with that. And in there, he's like, hey, I'm going to go. I want to do a day in the life. And I'm going to go to my barber, my good friend Moses. And I want to get that footage. We shot the footage. It was great footage, but it didn't make it into the video cut.
Yeah.
Not because it was like a bad haircut or you're not cool or whatever, but it was like, it just didn't help the story, right? Like, goodbye, Pumas, here I am getting a haircut. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he was a little bit bummed about that, but we made it into a reel and I tagged you in there.
Yeah.
But you were a cool dude, man. Like the shop vibes were cool. Obviously, Sebastian Saucedo, probably a good friend of yours.
For sure.
So tell us a little bit about like your journey as, I don't know, a human being, maybe an RSL fan, becoming a barber and then doing like these cool haircuts. Because like I said, it's not just Real Salt Lake related.
Yeah.
I mean, you've cut some big names.
Yeah.
And I just want to throw the first big name that I had seen on your IG. Christian Pulisic, bro. Yes,
the captain.
That's crazy.
Captain America.
That's, yeah.
That's wild.
You cut Captain America's.
Captain America, man.
Yeah,
super
dude.
Super cool, dude.
Yeah. Do you carry the pair of like scissors in your pocket?
I mean, I still have the same comb, same clipper.
Did you frame it?
Like, I haven't washed my hands either.
Dude, that's dope, man. So yeah, just tell us a little bit about like you and I have to assume like you're kind of an RSL fan, or maybe you are.
Not really. No, I'm just kidding. Of course I'm RSL.
LAFC.
Fan, man.
No, I'm kidding. But yeah, man, a little bit about you, bro, and then how did you get involved with like, you know, doing haircuts for the team?
Yeah. I mean, pretty much I feel like it all started back in high school. My older brother is actually a barber. So he's actually the one that put me on the barber game. And he's about like 10 years older than me. So we got a pretty big age difference. So he was always the one that I like really looked up to. And so he went to barber school, did the whole thing, became a barber. And at the time that he was in barber school, he like pretty much made like a little garage setup in our house. Just because like at the barber school, they would charge like $5 a haircut. And he was like, man, I'm trying to make my own money. So I'm going to just tell everyone to come to the garage and I'm going to charge them, you know, 15, $20. So he had a cool setup, man. He had a barber chair, mirror, station, and everything. And I was probably like 16 at the time when he was like doing all that. And I didn't really know what I was going to do with my life, but I definitely like was pretty interested in like barbering just because, you know, he always had people come to the house. He'd always do haircuts, and I'd always just kind of watch him. I thought it was pretty cool. And he finally went to go work at a shop. At the time, it was called Joseph's Barbershop. It was down in Taylorsville. And so while I was in high school and he worked at the shop, a lot of the RSL players were actually already going to that shop. So they had Joao Plata was going there, Nick Raimondo, Omis Garcia, like a lot of like the players from like back then.
The OGs.
OGs.
Yeah.
And I mean, at the time, like, I mean, soccer, I've always been around soccer, but I was more into like basketball. So I didn't really know too much about like RSL at the time. But I definitely thought it was pretty cool that they were going to the shop, you know? And so around the time, like, my brother was like, you know, like, if you ever want to like cut hair, like, I'll teach you, you know, like, just kind of learn. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm down. Like, let's do it. So I think I turned like 17, and he ended up giving me like my first pair of clippers, trimmers. And I think that same day he like taught me how to do like a tapered haircut. So I told my friend, I was like, bro, I know how to do a taper. Come through. Came through, and I messed him up, man.
That's how it starts, bro.
Yeah, it was probably like the worst haircut ever. And at the time, my friend would go to like Sports Clips or whatever, and he thought it was the freshest thing ever. He loved it.
He had no idea
it was a bad haircut.
That's not a bad deal then, right?
So, dude. I mean, he liked it, and I mean, you know, I gave him a free cut, and he was like, man, like, just keep cutting my hair, you know, like, I don't care. And I was like, all right, bet. So I just cut him up with, like, a few of, like, my other, like, two best friends, and at the time, it was just kind of, like, messing around, you know? And I didn't think, you know, I didn't think too much about it. It was just kind of, like, an after-school type of thing. And, you know, as time went on, like, I kept doing haircuts, and, like, more people at my high school started to find out, and they were like, yo, bro, like, you should cut my hair, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna just, like, start charging them, like, $5 a cut, you know? So then people started hitting me up, and they were like, yeah, man, like, I'll come to the house, whatever, and I was like, bet. And, I mean, at the time, like, you know, I didn't have no card swipe or, you know, Venmo, so it was just cash only, $5, and I had people pay me in, like, quarters and stuff, too. It was a start.
Like a credit for, like, Hot Cheetos?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, Hot Cheetos later or something?
It seemed like they just got out of the laundromat, and they're like, all right, bro, thanks for the cut. So I was like, all right. So that was probably, like, my sophomore, junior year. And as time went on, like, I slowly started to get better. And I grew into, like, loving barbering more. Because at first, it was just kind of, like, a little side gig, messing around. I had, like, my little call center job, so pretty much just worked during the day, and at night, I would just cut up all of my high school friends. Yeah. And it wasn't until, like, my senior year was when I got, like, even more busy during, like, high school and all that. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to start to raise my price to $10 a haircut. So then raise my price to $10 a haircut, and, I mean, by the time I knew it, like, I had a regular job. I went to school, had a job. And at nighttime, just did haircuts.
Dude.
$10 is still a steal, man.
$10 is a steal. Yeah.
I mean, you're not charging $10 now.
No.
No. You're like, hell
no. No.
Yeah, you know, keep going. Yeah. Man. I love this.
And I mean, from there, like, I was, like, busy, man. And, you know, at the time, I didn't know if I was going to do, like, barbering, like, after high school. Just because, you know, I grew up from, like, a immigrant family. And, you know, they always want you to do college. They always want you to do all that type of stuff. But I was never the best in school. I was just kind of like, man, I don't know if I'm trying to do college. That's too expensive, like, you know, whatever. So during all this time, like, I would go get my haircuts over with my brother at Joseph's Barbershop was what the shop was called. And the owner, Joseph, would always tell me, like, because I would always post up on Instagram and everything, and he would be like, man, you should just drop out and, like, do your apprenticeship with me. Like, like, barbers don't need to have their
high school diploma.
Yeah, their diplomas. He's like, all you need to do is get your GED. And you can start working. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to hold off a bit because I don't even know if I want to be a barber yet, you know? Yeah. So then, you know, I'd always go to the shop. And, yeah, like, I'd always see a lot of the players. Like, you know, Raimondo was going in there. You know, like I said, Plata. So I was like, man, this is the shop, you know? And then from there, like, Joseph, he would offer apprenticeships. He'd only do it, like, once at a time. And pretty much what an apprenticeship is like, instead of going to barber school, you pretty much just do your hours at the shop. Okay. you kind of just learn, and once you do your hours, like, you pretty much just take your exams and you're a barber. Okay. So it's a little bit more hands-on than going to, like, school, because you're actually, like, in the shop. So then once it was, like, my senior year, I ended up graduating, and I was still getting my cut at the shop. And I think, you know, I missed my deadline for, like, slick. I, like, signed up and everything, and, you know, I was being lazy. I was like, I ain't trying to go to school. So, yeah. You know, I wasn't really doing, like, much with my life at the time, just, like, working. And then Joseph finally hit me up and was like, hey, man, I have an opening for an apprenticeship. Like, if you're interested, like, your brother is here, so, like, I'll hook you up. I'm going to give you a steal. So I went and talked to him, and he was like, you know, I'm going to charge you this much and this much. Like, what do you say? And I was like, man, let's do it. So then I pretty much just started from there. I think it was probably, like, September, November 2016. So, like, when I graduated high school. And so did my apprenticeship, and I was already busy from, like, doing those garage cuts, so it wasn't, like, hard for me to, like, start my clientele. I already had people waiting for me and stuff, and that's pretty much how I got into, like, barbering after yeah. high school.
So 2016, so 2015, 2014. So maybe, you know, as an apprenticeship or an apprentice, you see these guys walk in, Real Salt Lake, you're like, yeah, whatever, whatever. Yeah. But at some point, maybe there was, like, that fandom kind of started to set in. You're like, oh, it's Nick Raimondo, or yeah. oh, it's Joe Plata, or, you know, other players that you mentioned. At what point did, like, the players start acknowledging, like, were they cool towards you at the front, like, in the beginning? Or, like, were they kind of mean to you? Or
well, it was pretty funny because, like, so when I started my apprenticeship, Joe Plata was going in to get a haircut twice a week.
Damn. That doesn't surprise me. He had a different cut every week.
Yeah. He would get a cut twice a week. And Joao, he didn't speak English at the time. I mean, he like slowly started to learn, but the owner, Joseph, he didn't speak Spanish. So since I was the apprentice, I was the one translating for him. So that's kind of how I got my in with, like, you know, talking to them. And every player that I've met, they've always been super chill, super humble. So from the start, I'd always be like, you know, just be translating for him, washing his hair out, like just doing my apprenticeship stuff. You know what I mean? So that's kind of how I, like, first started off on that.
Who was the first player that let you cut their hair?
It was Joao Plata.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right.
So that's a tough one, bro.
Was it, like, a nervous moment for him? Was he like, oh, I'm trusting you? Or, like, what was happening there?
Man, you know, it was pretty crazy. So, like I said, I already knew Joao just because, like, he'd come in twice a week.
Right.
He would, like, dye his hair. I'd always be the one to, like, wash it out for him, rinse his hair out. So he knew who I was, you know, and mm-hmm. I would just speak to him in Spanish. And, you know, like, when you speak to someone in your language, like, they tend to feel, like, a lot more comfortable.
Right.
You know what yeah. I mean? So he definitely knew who I was. And then at the time, like, Joseph couldn't, like, cut his hair anymore, like, twice a week just because he ended up having, like, a kid and stuff. So, like, he wasn't at the shop as much as he used to be. So it was just one day Joseph hit me up and was like, hey, man, Joao, it was like a Tuesday, I remember, because he would have got Tuesdays and Saturdays. Tuesdays to be fresh during the week. And Saturdays for game day. Yep. So it was like a Tuesday morning. You know, the shop was kind of slow. Joseph calls me and he's like, hey, man. He's like, Joao needs a haircut. And, you know, you're my apprentice, so you're up next. You got me? And I was just like, oh, man. Like, I was scared.
Yeah.
Nervous.
No, you know? Pressure.
You were like, yeah, I got you. I got you.
Literally.
Send him in.
Send him in, man.
I got this, bro.
The scissors. You're just like.
hoping that he wasn't going to come, you know. I was like, hopefully he flakes, man.
Dude, but, that's crazy.
You know, it was funny, though, because, you know, Joseph. And I told Joseph, I was like, bro, are you sure? Like, why don't you just ask one of the other guys? And he's like, no, bro. Like, you're my apprentice. Like, mm-hmm. like you're my guy, you know.
Yep.
So I was like, all right. And he told me, he's like, bro, you just got to cut Saturday. Like, literally, you just got to, like, clean it up. So I was like, oh, man. Like, all right, bet. So he came in, you know. I was like, what up, Joao? You ready? Sat him down. And I remember Joseph, like, texting him. And he's like, yo, did you end up getting in? And Joao just, like, took a selfie. Like, and I didn't even know. And I was, like, cutting his hair. And he just sends it to Joseph. And he's just like, yep, I'm in. Oh. And, yeah, I cut him up. And honestly, I probably didn't even, like, talk to him as much. Because I was just, like, trying to focus on not messing his hair up. And yeah, like, that was, like, the first time I ever, like, cut his hair, and I think I was still an apprentice, I'm pretty sure, at the time.
That's so awesome.
Definitely pretty, dude, scary. And, like,
it wasn't just someone who, hey, cleaned me up, like, Joao Plata at the time, dude, like...
He was a big name for us.
And, so. Like, you knew, yeah. like, he was going to come with, like, a, I don't know, like, a design.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
He had a different design every time.
Like, super flashy, mm-hmm. like, his haircut was definitely, like, part of his personality, so it's not, like,
He liked to be somebody. Oh yeah, I mean, he was all about the outfits, the cuts, you know what I mean? Like he liked to be fresh all the time.
That's cool, man. So with your growth, you know, starting from that, I mean, how does that, so did you just like continue at, is it Jose's barbershop?
Joseph's.
Joseph's barbershop. Yep. Okay. Just by over time, I mean, I kind of want to know how this relationship was bridged, because I don't think you're just cutting at the shop. Like, I think I've seen you like go to the actual facilities to do haircuts, or you're making like house calls almost. Yeah. So like how are those barriers broken? And then how are you all of a sudden like the guy?
Well, you know, at the time I got a lot of motivation from Joseph, because he was one of the first ones to cut up like Rudy Gobert and Gordon Hayward at the time. And so that dude Joseph was like a mastermind, and he ended up getting a barber chair at the Jazz facility.
Wow. So, okay. Yeah.
So he was cutting up like a lot of those guys over there. He even cut up like Donovan Mitchell, like his rookie year, Royce O'Neal. So he was like that guy, my guy Joe. So I definitely got like a lot of the idea from him. And going back from the Plata thing, is he was getting cut every week. So I became his Tuesday barber, and Joseph was like his Saturday barber. So it wasn't until like the week after the first time I cut his hair, I cut his hair again. And I was like a little bit more comfortable. So I was like, yeah, bro, like, you don't have to hit up Joseph to hit me up. Like, I'll just give you my number so you can just call me, you know, mm-hmm. so you don't have to like go through this whole thing. And I told him, I was like, bro, like, I'll give you my number if you ever need a cut. And I told him, I was like, if you ever want me to go to your house, I can go to your house too and cut you up. And he's like, yeah, man, like, I appreciate that. And it was like literally the next day he shoots me another text and he's like, yo, bro, I love the haircut. My teammate wants a cut. You got him? And I was like, yeah, for sure.
Any guesses as to who it was?
On the same team?
Same team.
Obviously, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I'm going. Is that where Buffalo started?
So Buffalo was already coming into the shop at the time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't him, though. Who would you think?
He was new. Fred, he just got to the team.
What year was this?
2017. Had to be 2017.
Ooh.
It's a dark year.
You want to take a stab at it, Isaac?
Producer's going to take a stab.
I have a guess, but you know.
Oh, wow. All right.
I'm going to say Olmes Garcia.
Incorrect.
No, okay. I think incorrect. Olmes was gone. Yeah, Olmes was gone.
He was gone.
Olmes was already going before that. So, like, Olmes and, like, Plata, Sonny, all these guys were already
Was that
going.
The year I came back?
It wasn't Yura.
All right, who was it?
It was Pablo Ruiz.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Dude, he was like saw him on right here too.
He was like 18 at the time, right? Yeah, he was super young.
We're like the same. Our birthdays are like 2 days apart, too.
Nice, so, like same year, same everything,
same month, same year.
Nice, dude.
Everything. So yeah. So then
that's another two, man. Like now that I think about him, like he's always got fresh cut, dude. He's got like a fresh fade.
That's my guy. He was like one of my first guys too, Joao and Pablo.
Okay.
Right. I love this. This is great.
Yeah. It's a good time, man. Yeah. I'm telling you.
So then, you know, I cut up Pablo and he was like freshly here from like Argentina, man. And it was funny because I think him and Marcelo always told me a funny story that when they first got here, they used to live pretty close to here over at the, what is it called? It's like the apartments. It's like right down the street over here.
Sure.
I got to think of the name. But they told me that they went to a shop down there and they said that it was like some old guy that went to go cut the hair, and he was just like so old that he was just like,
man.
You know?
Yeah.
And they got a haircut and they said it was like the worst cut ever. So then I think like the next day or whatever, he saw Plata with his fresh cut and was like, bro, take me to your barber.
Yeah.
So then Pablo came and cut him up. Probably gave him like the best cut he's had. Like at the time, you know, he never got like a good haircut. And then same thing, I got Pablo's number and he was like, yo, bro, like my teammate wants a cut. You got him? And then it was Marcelo. So then Marcelo started to come in, and from there, like, it was like the RSO barbershop, you know, like, dude, we had Joao come in, Pablo, Marcelo, Sonny, and then, you know, Savarino had really gotten to the team.
Bro, that's perfect, though, man, for you, because, like you said, right, like, it's easier to kind of, like you said, be comfortable, speak the language, like, you know the guys. I mean, imagine going to a country not speaking the language and you're like you're telling them kind of haircut you want, right?
For sure, like especially like a place like Utah, you're like, man, there's no Latinos here, you know what I mean?
Man,
they come into our shop and they hear speaking Spanish and you know they love it, you know.
Bro, the last Latino shop that I went to was actually a recommendation from my brother. And I think it was like a quarter of it was like a grocery store. I went in and the lady was like, sit down. And so I sat down. This is like 2017, bro. I wish I would have known about you.
Yeah.
I sit down and then she's like, okay. No, it's like at a grocery store, bro. It's like a rancho, like marketplace.
Is this the grocery store behind like Fiesta Olay, dude?
I don't know, dude. But I sat there, and then
you
she
know
goes,
what I'm talking?
And then she goes, "My daughter's gonna cut your hair. She's gonna start it." So, dude, this little girl, like 13 years old, bro, it's cutting my hair. I'm just sitting there, like, what the hell's going on? And then she came and like fixed the whole thing. I was there for like 2 hours, bro.
Oh my gosh,
it was bad.
Yeah,
but aside from that, okay, whatever. I wish I would have known about you.
That's
So. You got this in. Clearly, it sounds like any like new transfer, new signing, it's like boom, like that's your business right
there.
Yeah,
for sure.
So do you get excited? Built-in
networking.
Do you get excited when you hear about new signings? Because you're like, I'm probably going to get that, yeah.
I mean, as soon as there's a new signing, I go to their Instagram and I'm like, all right, got to look at his hair, got to prepare myself.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, either I'm going to cut it or, you know, someone else, but, you know.
Yeah. Have you cut Carlos Andres Gomez?
I have.
Yeah.
I have.
What's he like, dude? He's a cool dude?
Yeah, super cool dude, man. He's like, he's just a young cat, you know what I mean? Like, super humble, and he's funny, man. He's funny, for sure.
Yeah, good time.
Super
so,
cool.
Like, you got to love what you do.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously, like you said, like, you started, it's so-so, and then I'm sure, like, you deep dove into, you know, barbering, maybe the history. You're, looking at different clippers, where maybe, like, your first pair is, like, $60-$80. Now you're, like, hundreds of dollars, probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've fallen in love with it, but it must add another layer to do something for a team that's here in your backyard, like in your city, where these players are looked up to and respected and everyone's got eyes on them.
Yeah.
You got to feel like some sense of like a pride in that, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, like you're asking me earlier, like, do I go to the games? It's like, hell yeah, I go to the games. Like, those are my cuts on the field.
Yeah,
you know,
man,
what I mean?
That's dope, man.
So for sure, like, it's definitely like a blessing just to even like be there and know these guys and let alone like cut their hair. So.
And then of course, like, friendships are forming.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like you guys chill outside of work. Like sometimes. Oh, yeah. All that.
So, I mean, one of like my first like real friends on the team was actually, Bofo Salcedo.
Yeah.
He was coming into the shop at, the Josephs, and, you know, we had met each other, because I think he had barely signed to like the first team, so that's like when I knew him. But I never got to cut his hair, and then out of nowhere he kind of just like disappeared. Like I wouldn't really see him at the shop anymore, and it wasn't until Pablo, he was actually giving me tickets to the game. So one day me and my girlfriend went to like the 4th of July game or something, and we were sitting at like the family friend section, and I think like a lot of the players were just coming to say like hi to their families. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to just go down there and, you know, say hi to, like, the people that I cut. At the time, it was, like, Pablo, Luis Silva was coming in.
Great dude, man.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah. Luis is the man. So, you know, I went down there, you know, was saying what's up. And Bofo was walking by, and I didn't think he was going to recognize me. And he just, like, stopped and was like, yo. He's like, you're the barber, right? I was like, yeah. He's like, bro, he's like, I need to cut. Like, he's like, let me get your number right now, you know? And I was just kind of like shocked. I'm like, bro, this is like right after the game, you know? And I was just like, sure, bro.
Oh, he was in uniform?
Yeah, it was like right after the game.
Still sweating, dude.
Like you know when the game ends and they come?
Yeah.
It was like that.
Did you go down like into the locker room and just like buzz him right there?
No. No, so then from there, like, I gave him my number and he was like, bro, like, I'm going to text you. Like I need a barber. And I was like, cool. So I told my girl, I was like, holy damn, like, that's crazy, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, he texted me and he was like, yeah, bro, like, you know, like, I want to start doing like some house calls and stuff. So, like, can you start coming to like my apartment or whatever? And he was one of like the first like players that I started to do like those house calls for. So then I think it wasn't until like 2 weeks after that I cut his hair, because they had like an away game and they were just so busy at the time. So then I finally went to his house and like cut him up. And, you know, right off the bat, like, we like hit it off, you know, we're both about like the same age. Same interest, and he introduced me to like his friends and stuff and started cutting up like his cousins and whatever. So, you know, right away it just felt like a friendship, you know. It didn't really feel like a player to barber type of thing. So for sure he was one of like my first like good friends on the team.
He's a solid dude, man. Like, he's just so driven and a big thing. Like, you know, when I was helping him with video. He's like, he's like, I'm gonna take care of you, dude. Like, you know, whatever you need. Like, what do you need? What do you need? You know, I'm like, bro, I don't need nothing. He's like, you know, you need shoes? You like shoes? I'm like, nah, bro, I'm good, man. Like, I don't really like shoes.
I would have told him, yeah, man, take it off.
No, but he was ready, you know. Yeah, but it's like, I mean, you understand it, right? Like, as a professional, and you know, if it does turn into a friendship, it's like we've been able to, you know, Josh and I, we've been able to formulate friendships with players. It's like, you know, we're not using those people for money. You
for
know
sure.
what I mean? Like. So that's cool, bro. Like, so obviously embedded in the team, and then it sounds like more opportunities came to you. I really just kind of want to know, how the whole Christian Pulisic, and maybe if you've got a story like of like the coolest player that you've cut, you know what I mean? Like, I'd like to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah. I mean, really the Pulisic thing started with like Bofo in a way.
Really?
Just, and the reason why was because, like you said, we became really good friends, you know, when I first started cutting his hair, to the point that he invited me to his wedding. He got married, like, right before he left to Mexico. And that was, like, the first time I met, like, Albert Rusnak, like, Justin Glad, Aaron Herrera, like, all these guys. Like, they got married up in Park City. And me and my girlfriend went to this wedding, and I'm just like, bro, like, what are we doing here? Like, we got all these players, like, and I think the night before they had played LAFC and like beat them, and I was just like, bro, that game was wild, and now I'm here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So then going back on that, like, friendship, Bofo actually introduced me to David Ochoa.
Yeah,
at the time.
That's another good dude.
Oh, yeah. So at the time, David was still playing with the Monarchs, so Sebastian was like, hey, bro, he's like, I have my boy David, he wants a haircut, like, can you cut him up, you know? So I was like, yeah, man, send him in. And he ended up coming to the shop, and I cut his hair, and he was probably like, he was like 18. He was like still pretty young. Like,
young
it was before he's like signed to the first team. And they knew each other because they were both doing like the U.S. national team stuff with like the U20, U21s, I think, or something. So, and that's how I met David. And yeah, so then David, he'd come into the shop, you know, every now and then. And, you know, once he got to the first team was like when I really would like see him a lot more, just because like I was going over there to cut his hair and stuff. And with the whole Pulisic thing, man, David got his call up with the U.S. national team. So, and, you know, they went to go do their games and whatnot. And then they played in Colorado, right, for the Gold Cup?
Was that sounds what it was? Right, yeah.
Well, I think it was Colorado. And they had the U.S. national team was going to play a friendly here in Salt Lake.
Yeah,
and I think it was on like a Wednesday, because I remember they played Sunday against Mexico. They beat them, and then I texted David and I was like, "Yo, man, congrats, yada yada yada." I was like, "Bro, if you need a haircut, like, you should come by." And he was like, "Yeah, bro, like, I'll hit you up." So I was like, "Bet." So then Monday comes around, and he messages me, and he's just like, "Hey," he's like, "Can I come get a cut? Like, I'm gonna Uber down there. I'm over here like downtown with the team." So I was like, "Yeah, bro, like, you know, pull up." And it was Monday, so I was off. He was, like, the only cut of the day. So I cut him up, and, yeah, he was just telling me all about, like, the camp and whatnot. And, I mean, at this time, we were already, like, pretty cool. You know, we were cool with each other. So I told him, I was like, bro, if you want, like, I'm going. I live down in, like, Salt Lake, so I'll give you, like, a ride back to the hotel if you want. And he's like, yeah, bro, like, if you can, like, please. So I was like, bet. So I took him to the hotel, and I kind of told him, I was like, yo, bro, if any of your teammates want to cut, like, like, let me know.
You know what I mean? It's one of the best sentences you've ever uttered.
Yeah. Right? I was like, just let me know, you know, not thinking that, you know, it was just kind of like I shot my shot pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was like Monday or whatever. So, you know, sent him in. And I remember that same day I was just kind of hanging out with my friends. We want to go grab a drink or whatever. And he shoots me a text and he's like, hey, bro, he's like, everyone liked my cut. Like, they're wondering if you can come to the hotel tomorrow. And I was like, what? Yeah. I was like, yeah, man, I'm there.
Oh, that's sick.
Canceled my whole day the next day.
Wipe the appointments. Yeah. I can't be here.
I told everybody, like, yo, something came up. Like, yeah. I'll see you guys.
Yeah. Rightfully so.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Yeah.
So then, you know, Tuesday comes around, and this is like post-COVID. You know, I think it's like 2021. So then he tells me, he's like, yo, he's like, come. I think he's like, we have our lunch around, like, I forgot what time it was, but he was like, just show up at this time. You got to get here like 30 minutes earlier because you got to do like a COVID test on you. So I was like, okay, bet. So I packed up all my stuff, you know, just took as many deep breaths as I could. I was like, oh man, what am I getting myself into?
Yeah.
And so I get there and I meet one of like the admins or whatever, and I go to shake his hand and he's like, "What's up, bro?"
Does the bow.
Yeah, does a little like, and I'm like, oh, I was like, "My bad." And he's just like, "I'm gonna go take you to this room, like we're gonna do your test and we'll wait 30 minutes, you know?" So he like takes me up the stairs or whatever, and he like puts me in like this little room. But as we're like walking by, I'm like walking past all the players. They're like getting their like buffet lunch, and I'm like, I see like Zach Steffen, like all these guys, and I'm just like, bro, what? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Puts me in the room. And yeah, they like do my swab or whatever. And he's like, okay, like just going to wait downstairs and we'll call you up if you're good.
And you're like, please, please, please be negative. Please, come on. Please, please, God.
Yeah, in a way, I was like, yeah, I don't want to do this, you know? I'm playing. So then I wait like, you know, 30 minutes or whatever. And he comes back down and he's like, all right, man. He's like, you're good to go. He's like, just come on up and I'm going to set you up. So I finally get up, and it was like a different team admin guy, and he was just like, yeah, man, he's like, all the players are like in the meeting right now, so he's like, if you want, you can just get started on me. And I was like, all right, bet. So I just like,
he like, the guy just got in front of the line.
Literally, he's like, that's what it felt first. Like. He was just like, I'm ready. Took his hat off. But,
oh my, you're like, who are you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The good thing was that he was bald.
Yeah.
He just had like a beard, so he was just like, bro, just, I need to shave and. A beard
trim,
lineup, you know.
Trim.
So I was like, bet. So
it,
he just put me.
Probably Greg.
It wasn't Greg. No. I didn't meet Greg though. He was in there.
Yeah, cool.
But yeah, so he pretty much just like set me up in the room, and from there, like I can just like hear the door open, and like all the players are coming out, and then David comes in, and he's like, "What's up, bro?" He's like, "You made it. You good?" He's like, "You need anything?" And I'm like, "No, bro. Like I'm all good." You know. He's like, "Bet." And you know, like all the players are just kind of like peeping in, and. I think the first person that came in was Acosta, Kellen Acosta.
Oh, nice.
And he just, like, sat down, and he's like, yeah, like, I'm next, you know? And I was like, all right.
Cool. Bro, at this point, like, okay, at this point, I mean, we know that athletes can be good at paying, but other times it's like, wait, am I doing a favor here? Like,
yeah.
Who was, like, how were you going to collect payment? It, probably not even a thought at this point, but were you kind of worried, like, what the hell, am I going to do, like, 12 haircuts right now and not get paid or what?
Not really, just because I feel like... The players are used to it, you know, like wherever the players go, they're usually, they have a barber in that like city.
Yeah.
So they know like they each got to pay, you know, unless maybe it's like the national team. They're like, yo, like we're going to pay you. I'm sure that's happened before, sure. But I had, you know, I knew the players were like, we're going to take care of me.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much how that went.
Dude. So how is that? Like the players are popping in. Kellen Acosta's like dibs. I get first, right?
Yeah.
Was there like a player on the roster that you're like, man, I hope this guy like sits in my chair?
For sure, it was Pulisic.
Yeah,
I was like, all right. Especially because he had the game-winning penalty the night before, or like 2 nights before. I was like, I got to cut his hair. Like, this is a once in a lifetime. And Chelsea had just won Champions League that year too.
No way.
So he was
flying high.
Yeah,
yeah.
He and I was like, I need this. I need this.
Dude, that's crazy, man.
But yeah, I mean, like once the players started coming in, like you know, Acosta came in. And, you know, it seemed like the players were each just kind of like, all right, like, I'll be after him. So then they all kind of started to set up, like, their appointment times. But it didn't really hit me until I think I was cutting up, like, I think, like, McKinney sat in the chair. And he was like, all these guys, like, it was just like cutting up, like, the high school soccer team, I felt like. Like, all these guys were super humble, like, just having, like, locker room talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
probably just, teasing each other too, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just
I feel like I saw, like... Was there anything posted on your story or any video of it?
Because
I feel
I posted a little bit. Yeah,
unless maybe I'm
maybe I mean else. I have to look, but I definitely did take pictures and stuff.
Yeah,
but I mean it didn't really hit me until like I said, I think I was cutting up McKinney or something, and I had like Pulisic right here. Like I forgot, I think it was like Adams or something. And they were just like chilling, like talking, like just like talking smack, you know. And I was just like, bro, is this like really happening, you know? But I just had to stay focused, you know. And I was
that's
like,
hard not to fangirl at that time, right? Like a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like in a way, like I've been kind of used to it cutting like Real and stuff. So.
Sure, but this is like,
oh yeah, this is top for
you gotta,
sure.
You got to act super cool, like,
yeah.
But inside you're screaming.
Yeah. I was for sure. I was screaming on top of my lungs.
Yeah, bro.
In my head.
So and then also like too, dude, like the stamina and doing like what? How many haircuts did you do do that day?
I mean, I probably started at like 2:30, and I didn't leave until like 10.
Wow.
Yeah. I did wait a little bit just because like they had like their lunch at one point, and then they had like their team dinner. So I did get like a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
But after like dinner, I did like a few more cuts and whatnot.
So you did like the whole team essentially.
A pretty good amount. Yeah. Team and staff.
Wow.
Look at you, bro.
Yeah.
The guy. I love that, dude. All right. I guess just get started on me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go first.
It was funny. Literally.
You were like, what the hell? Who is
yeah,
this?
Yeah. Well, in a way I was like, do you work here? I was like.
Well, just some random like, yeah. Like a room service guy, just like sliding in.
He had the USA gear, so I was like, all right, this guy is legit.
Checks out. Yeah. Man, checks out.
Yeah. So,
What about with, you know, the new most current roster? Are you still kind of, you know, you're cutting those guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
and have you, another question too is like, have you also kind of broken that barrier of, you know, is it only Spanish players that you're kind of like still cutting hair for, or?
I mean, a little bit of both. I do have like it's. I feel like I'm definitely more in on like the Latino guys, but
yeah.
I definitely got some of the English speaking. I guess I should say.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, actually, I'm still in there because I actually go every home game. I'm over there cutting at the stadium.
Damn! So you're gonna go this Saturday?
Yeah. No, I'll be there Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Dude, we got to get a camera in there with you, man. We got to do some RSL show content, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Follow you for the day.
Yeah.
Don't do it with any other podcast till we do it, okay? Because they, they're going to steal our idea. They're gonna
hit you
up.
Yeah. I got you.
But we do it the best, bro.
Yeah.
Look at the setup, dude. Look at the setup right here.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
We actually have a gift of clippers. You want to pull those out? No, I'm kidding. It's like the what's the crappiest brand, dude? Like that you could get clippers wise, like the ones that you buy at Walmart.
Yeah.
What are those called? Sure or something?
I mean, like. There's like wall.
That's the one. Yeah.
The thing is wall has like the regular brand, and then they have like the professional. So like I do have a lot of wall clippers, but it's like the professional brand. You know what I mean?
Bro.
Like the 100 and up. But then there's definitely like the wall like $10, $15 clipper. Or whatever.
Pull your hair more than they cut it.
Yeah exactly. Yeah.
So are you? I mean, at this point, you're like, you know, you've perfected your craft, dude. Like you're a professional.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're a professional. What happens if somebody like Alex, the intern, walks in and he's like, hey, bro, I want to cut? What would you say to him?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
no, just off the street.
Just off the street.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just tell him, like, I'll give you my booking. You know, I use an app to book. I'm like, this is how you book me. I might be like 2 weeks out, but just, you know, just get in where you fit in.
Ah, dude, I love that, bro.
Is there any hope for his hair?
Yeah, look at his hair, dude.
What would you recommend he do next with this Lego cap he has on right now?
I think we just grab a number 2 guard and just buzz it all. And then we just put the RSL show on the side of his head. I think that's what we do.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
Bro, can you do a design like that? Like that sign up there, the RSL show?
We can try it. Yeah, we can try it.
That'd be sick, I don't know. Bro. I don't know about that one.
I'll pay for it, dude.
RSL with the lightning,
bro. Well, they wanted to do a mullet.
Yeah, like a new age mullet.
Yeah. They want to do a mullet.
His hair is so thick.
You could rock a mullet, dude.
I think that's like the vibe right now. Everyone has like a mullet nowadays. Yeah. So, I mean, why not? There you go. See?
Yeah, bro.
You know, when he told us that a barber was coming onto the show, I definitely thought that he was just bringing you on to like just get me under the razor.
Mostly to shame you.
He didn't tell you that I'm actually going to do it?
Yeah,
we're going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
No, man. That's cool, man. That's such a cool journey, dude. It's like... you know, we're trying this with, you know, the intern and little brother producer. It's like, you know, find a passion.
For sure.
Roll with it. You know what I mean? Like, you never know where it can take you. Yeah. And, like, that's actually pretty inspiring, dude. Like, that's such a cool journey. Like, not knowing where this is going to take you.
Yeah.
Listening to your older brother.
Oh, yeah.
And boom, like, you're right here, right? So, you kind of mentioned, you know, your mentor cutting hair for... you know, the Jazz and kind of branching out. Have you had those opportunities to branch out outside of like Real Salt Lake, or do you have any desire to?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I feel like it's kind of hard to like branch out in that way, especially like if I'm not from that city, I feel like.
Yeah.
But for like an example, I try to be like good friends with any of the players because a lot of times, you know, sometimes they end up leaving to a different team. And I'm just kind of like, yo, if I'm ever there, like I can cut your hair, you know? And actually happened last year. Rusnak actually went to Seattle. And he was actually one of my weeklies. Like, no matter what, I'd always come to his house, cut his hair. So, you know, once he went to Seattle, like, you know, we kept in contact. Like, he's, you know, a really good friend of mine, too. And I actually went out there with my friends for, like, just, like, a little friend trip. And they had a game that weekend. And I didn't get to cut his hair that time. But he actually like gave me tickets to the game, and we actually met up, I think, the day after, and he got me like a jersey. And I think that same year, like a few months later, they ended up playing in the CONCACAF final.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that they play Pumas. That was where Sebastian plays for.
Ah, that's
where
right.
Where played dude. For.
Yeah.
So then, you know, I was kind of hoping that they were going to meet each other in the final, because I'm like, you know, I got someone on this team. I got someone on that team. So, you know, who knows? And then they end up playing each other in the final. So then Sebastian's like, bro, like, you're coming to Seattle. Like, you're going to cut us up, you know?
That's sick, dude.
So then, you know, kind of like how you said, I'm branching out, you know, finally that time comes and, you know, we fly out over there, and I end up cutting like a good amount of like the Pumas players. Ended up cutting up like the head coach at the time, that's Andres. Dope. And then the next day I ended up cutting up Rusnak. He ends up like Ubering me out to his house, and he's like, yeah, bro, you know, I need to cut, whatever. And I cut him up, and that same day they played the final. And we know we went to that game, and it was dope, man. So
you got him the lucky cut, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So man. It was like, you know, whoever was going to win that game, like, I had somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
But
yeah.
We'll tell Albert next time you talk to him, we're sorry we booed him so much last year.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I hate you guys for that. Just kidding.
Nah, dude, that's great, man. That's awesome, dude. That's It's like the friendships, like you're saying, man, just formulating those and being able to do stuff like that.
Yeah, it's all about networking. You know, you never know, like, who you're going to meet, you know, what's going to happen.
But it's also...
Networking is key, man.
Yeah.
But you also taught that lesson of, like, you don't get what you don't ask for, right? So you're like, you're driving David back. You're like, hey, bro, if some of your teammates, you know, like, hey. And then, boom, all of a sudden you're doing the whole team, right? So not only a good payday, but, like, an experience you'll never forget.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Who's, like... Okay, maybe was it Pulisic? Is that like the coolest player you've ever cut?
Yeah, I mean, I would say Pulisic. When Bojan Bogdanovic was playing here, I was actually cutting his hair for the time that he was here.
That's sick.
Shout out Demir. Demir put me on him.
Nice, dude. Oh, so you're cutting Demir too?
Oh, yeah.
All of them, huh? Yeah. Nice, bro.
He's got the whole team.
Happy. What about Pablo?
Pablo Coach?
Mastroeni?
I haven't cut Coach
no?
yet.
Okay.
I think I'm getting close.
He just buzzes, doesn't he?
Yeah, he gets a nice little clean cut.
What about the staff, dude? I feel like the staff, which kind of like, you know, like they'll weasel themselves in, you know?
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure. I mean, like, in their eyes, it's like the team first, you know what I mean? So,
of course.
I cut up like the equipment manager and like the equipment manager's assistant.
Okay.
So they get in like while they're training. They're like, yo, bro, like... Let me get in real quick.
We got to get Trey down to him. Yeah.
Bro. They're like, all right, just run these drills back. We'll be right back. Literally.
Go ahead and do 17 miles.
Moses, follow me back here, bro.
Literally, they just sneak me out real quick, and they're like, yo. Like, I'm like, all right.
Dude.
I can't say no, you know?
No, dude. Oh, that's so good, man. Who's, like, the best haircut you gave to? Like from... the stylistic and keep it within the athletes. Like, was there one haircut that you did and you were like, damn, that looks good? Or is that every haircut?
Yeah, I feel like it's every cut, man.
Sheesh.
I mean, one of my favorites, I feel like, is definitely Demir.
Yeah.
Demir's really particular about his hair.
No way.
Yeah. He never cares. Like, I mean, obviously he's always going to love the cut, but he's the one that's like the most particular, but I feel like I ice him up every time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, he looks good, bro. Yeah. You doing house calls to Demir?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's crazy because, like, once I was working at that shop, Joseph's, for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And they ended up moving to the shop that you went to go film Sebastian.
Yeah.
Which is over here, kind of, like, more on the east side.
Yeah.
And I was over there for about 4 years, and by that time, I was already cutting up, like, a lot of the players. Like, I was doing, like, house call after house call. And, I mean, I live in Salt Lake, so I was going to, like, Harriman, like, Draper, Sandy. And I was just like, damn, like, this is kind of getting a little bit tiring, you know?
Yeah.
So then going back on, like, the motivation of, like, my mentor of having, like, a chair in the facility, I started cutting up Demir, and then I started cutting up the equipment manager. And I was talking to the equipment manager one day, and he's the one that told me, he was like, man, he's like, you cut up a lot of our guys, huh? And I was like, yeah, man, I do. And I don't even know how it came up, but I told him, I was like, you know, eventually, like, I think I want to have, like, a chair in the facility, but, like, I just don't know who to talk to, you know?
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh, well, you might be talking to the right person.
Nice.
And I was like, for real? And he's like, yeah, I'll see what I can do. Like, I'll go ahead and, like, talk to the front office or whatever. So I was like, all right. And he came again to get a haircut. I don't think he's like said anything about it. So I was like, oh, you know, it's probably not going to happen, you know. And I think it wasn't until like his like other haircut, he came in and, you know, cut him up like normal and just nonchalant. He was just like, oh, yeah, we're going to put the chair in the facility. And I'm like, what?
You're jumping on the inside, but you're like, well,
me and him were cool. So I was literally like jumping. I was like, are you for real? Like, you serious? And he's just like, yeah, man, like, do you need anything or like what? And I was like, well, bro, like, you know, going back, I still had like the chair and the mirror in the garage from the garage days.
Yeah.
And it was that it's like an actual barber chair. Like, it wasn't like no like stool or nothing. So I told him, I was like, bro, I already have a chair. I have a mirror. Like, I just need a space.
Bro, stop it, dude. You brought the original OG chair?
The OG chair, bro.
No way, OG dude. Chair. That is so dope.
So,
dude.
Is that down in Harriman?
It's in Harriman, yeah.
Dude. Wow.
So then, from there, the next, I think he came and got a haircut on like a Wednesday, I want to say. And this is already towards like the end of the season. I think it was like 2019. And he was like, bro, we have like a white van. Like, we like put all our stuff in. He's like, I'll just come to your house. We'll like put it in and then... The next day, just come early, and we'll, like, set it up. So he literally just drove to my house down in Salt Lake. Me and my dad, like, helped him, like, put the heavy-ass chair on the thing, the mirror. And he was just like, all right, bro, we'll see you tomorrow.
No way.
So then next day he comes in, and we set up the chair. And, like, by this time I was already cutting up, like, Demir, like, Savarino, Rusnak, like, a lot of the big dogs. So, I mean, I already, like, it helped that I already knew them because I was just, like, you know, it was kind of, like nerve-wracking going into, like, a place like that, you know? And yeah, they put me in like a little room, and that's pretty much when I kind of started having the chair there. Yeah.
What does your brother feel about this? Is he jealous a little bit, or is he proud of you?
No, he's proud, definitely bro. Proud, man. Yeah. Like,
what's his name?
Jesse.
Shout out Jesse, bro.
Shout out Jesse.
What
love
a
you, bro.
Brother, bro. What a brother, bro.
That's the GOAT, man. If it wasn't for him, yeah. You guys would have somebody else in the chair.
Yeah, that's actually your barber chair right there. No, nah, dude. Nah, that's cool, man. But what was your question, Josh? How's your brother feel about it, right? Like, he's proud?
Oh, yeah. He's definitely proud, man. Like, he's super happy for me, for sure.
That's dope, bro. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much how it started. And, like I said, Demir, he's, like, the captain. So, he was really the one to be like, all right, you're just going to come these days and these days. So, I think, like I said, it was towards the end of the season. So, for sure, because I had the chair over at the facility. And then that was, like, I think it was, like, an away game or whatever. And I didn't know this, but they train at the stadium the day before the games. Mm-hmm. So, I was like, how am I going to, like bring the chair over, you know, or, like, yeah. What?
Yeah.
So, then I got to the stadium one day. And the equipment manager was like, yeah, we actually have, like, an older barber chair here because there used to be, I guess Kyle Beckerman used to have, like, his barber come in at the time, like, sick. Way back then.
Wow.
So, like, that barber, boss. I don't know who it was, but he just, like, left the chair there, I guess. And he's like, you can just use this chair. So I was like, all right, bet. So then we, like, put it into, like, one of the rooms that is not being used during non-game days. So whenever they play at home, I'm cutting at that chair. Mm-hmm. And whenever they play away, I'm over in Harriman.
It's incredible, wild. Bro.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. Bro, I'm not even your brother, bro.
Two chairs.
Yeah, two chairs.
Two. He's got two chairs.
So most of the time I'm in the stadium doing the cuts because, like, for sure, every home game, everyone's getting a cut.
Yeah.
For the away games, sometimes it depends. Like sometimes they don't get a cut, you know, because they just got a cut, like, the week before.
Sure.
So every now and then I'm in Harriman, but a lot of times, like, especially now that the season's, like, starting up, I'll be at the stadium a lot more.
Yeah. Cool, man. Dude, what a story,
that's
bro.
That's super dope. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's so cool, dude.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Damn, I didn't know it was like that, dude. Yeah. I just thought you were working out of the shop.
No, man.
You got
and, I mean, I still do my house calls, you know, whenever I'm, like, busy. But shout out Demir, man. Demir is, like, he's, like, the captain on the field. But, like, he's the one that's sending the group chats, like, yo, Moses is going to be here. Like, let me sign you guys up. And literally, like, I can literally show you the picture of, like, all the names. Like,
he's,
bro,
he's also the cut captain, dude.
Yeah,
yeah, literally. Bro, I love that because everyone's got to be fresh, right? Yeah. Dude, you can't go to a match. I was watching an MLS match this last weekend, and somebody's hair was, like, literally grown out. Like, it looked bad, not on RSL, but I was, like, a different team. I'm like, damn, bro, like, what happened? You know, like, missed the barber or something, right?
Oh, man.
Look at Alex, hearing these cool stories doesn't want you to get a, you know, you don't want to go get a haircut?
Maybe, we'll see.
Maybe.
He's young, man. He doesn't understand the value of a good haircut yet.
Dude, yeah, man. So, I don't want, you know, we're not going to you know, we're not going to drag anybody. I don't even want to ask this. I was going to say, who's the super diva about their hair? Maybe it's Krylock, because you kind of mentioned that. We could just leave it that. You could wink at us. Is it?
Yeah. I mean, no one's like, I feel like, honestly, truthfully, no one's ever like.
Everyone's chill.
Everyone's chill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to slander.
The thing is about Demir. Demir knows what he likes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So he's always like this, this, and this. But at the end of the day, he loves it.
It's so cool because Demir's such a nice dude.
He's the nicest guy.
With his hair, he's like, man, don't mess it up. Man. He'll karate kick you, bro, into the goal, dude. Oh, yeah.
I mess him up, he messes me up. I'm done.
Dude, what a cool story, man.
Yeah, man.
So just keeping it basically like, yeah, I mean, dude, you got your chair settled, bro. You know, and I mean, you got your chairs there.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be you for a while, I feel like.
It's pretty cool because, I mean, right now my chair over in Harriman, it's kind of just like in like the players' lounge. So it's just kind of like in a room. Like, they don't really use it as much anymore. It's just kind of like where they like pick up like their snacks and whatever. But they're actually working on actually putting like a little mini barbershop in like the locker room over there. So I'm hoping that can happen sometime soon.
That's a good thing, though. That's going to attract players to come in, right? Like, that's a good thing to have for future signings, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So it's great. It's a great attractive piece for the club.
Oh, yeah. A little selling point, bro. Right.
And I feel like, you know, RSL, I don't want to say they're behind on stuff like this, but I've seen like other teams actually have like that already. Like,
yeah, you can say they're behind on stuff like that. It's okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I feel like they should already have like this type of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you want to look at the camera and say that real quick?
Suddenly we find out his chair's gone.
Yeah, dude. Nah, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do you like that. Within the league, MLS.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in a room full of Hispanics except for Josh. Is there like, are there players like in the league that, hey, maybe you cross paths, like it'd be dope to cut their hair? Like, is there anybody in the league that you'd love to like cut their hair?
Oh, yeah. I feel like every team has like their star player.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, man, it'd be cool to like cut that player. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like anybody, really.
Anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Up to the task?
Yeah.
Chicharito?
Oh, yeah. Get him in my chair.
Yeah. Carlos Vela?
Everybody.
Everybody?
Everybody.
All right. Cool, man. Well, dude, I love this episode. This is already like one of my favorite episodes.
This is up there for sure.
We got to get you back. We got to get you back to talk like tactics and all that fun stuff.
I love the day in the life idea.
Dude, yeah, for real, I want to do that.
For sure.
Probably not this home match, but we'll...
I mean, I feel like it'd be easier for you. You're already... Yeah. You're in there. You know what I mean?
I'm in there. Hey, you guys hear that? I'm in there.
You're in there.
I'm in there. Yeah, I'm going to be doing like behind the scenes shooting for KSL this weekend at the stadium. So which side do you sit on? Do you sit over...
Usually like at the games.
Is it like... Are you kind of closer to south goal, like over here or...
Towards the north, I think, is the friends and family section, yeah?
Well, normally we're over there. Sometimes we're over there, but lately we've been sitting closer to the bar, which is like
there you go.
Section 14.
Yeah. All right.
We love it there.
Cool, man. So you're a Real Salt Lake fan at heart.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like 1,000%.
1,000%.
What's your favorite RSL moment that you can remember?
I feel like in recent times, and it's crazy because like, if you go to the facility, they posted like a whole bunch of like new pictures from like moments in RSL.
Yeah.
And I feel like one of the most recent ones was when Demir put us in the playoffs against Kansas City.
Okay.
Last minute.
Right there, Demiracle.
Yep. There you
DeMiracle.
Go.
Yeah,
I didn't even see that. I feel like, dude, I was literally like on the floor watching the game like, oh my God. And then he scores that. I went crazy.
That's dope, bro. Crazy. So you're a fan, dude. Yeah. Through and through.
We love it.
You have any Real Salt Lake tattoos yet?
You know what's crazy? I was going to say like I want one soon.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put one on my leg or something.
Yeah, bro, hit up Josh, man. He's got great ideas for RSL tattoos. I think so. Right?
I do have one.
Yeah.
What do you have? Let's see it.
Which one? The shin?
No problem. I have two actually.
All right. Oh, he's got the established, the lion.
Yeah.
I feel like
I got 18 on my thigh.
Okay. Got 18. That's dope. Yeah.
Like the number. It looks like
used to be on the shorts.
Yeah.
Okay.
That
was like a drunk tattoo.
It's pretty dope. Yeah.
I think what was it? Was it last season when RSL made it pretty far or 2 seasons ago?
Yeah.
Western
Conference finally.
I like told myself if they win it, I'm going to get an RSL tattoo.
Yeah.
Just do it anyway.
Yeah, you should do it anyway, man.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, we're going to
do it.
He's going to get the tattoo, you're going to get the haircut, bro. Okay. Alex.
All right.
All right.
But I gotta pick it, right?
Yeah,
I gotta pick it. You have to do something like that.
Like Demir's hair?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, we should just give you like a just Demir haircut, like the standard everything.
Wait, actually, like, can you cut me up like Demir?
Oh, yeah.
We'll do that. We'll do that. You get the Karate Kid. I'll get the haircut.
Nah, that'd cool? be sick. Cool. All right, yeah.
You're not in the position to make deals, dude.
I know, man. I know.
I thought you were the intern.
Moses.
He is. He is.
Here we go. He's the intern
now. He's going to get an upgrade soon. All right. Anything I missed, bro? Anything like anything crucial that you want to like throw out there? I mean, we already talked about your barbershop, your upbringing. Dude, one of the coolest stories. That's the power in networking. If you're listening to this and like you're a Real Salt Lake fan, you're not happy in your life, dude, just network. Get out there. Throw yourself out there. Ask questions. Like, you don't know what could happen, bro.
I mean, the worst thing that can happen is someone just say no.
Exactly.
That's what I told myself, you know?
Exactly. That's exactly, bro.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, thank you so much for your time, dude. I'd love to have you back, bro, but we're going to do the behind-the-scenes cutting the hair, bro.
Oh, yeah.
And let's do it on a day where the players are coming in.
Yeah.
I could set it up with Trey. I'm sure they would be fine with it.
Yeah.
As long as the players are cool with it. So
I'm sure they are. I mean, they're all super cool.
Yeah, I'll coordinate with you, man. But remember, another podcast will we do.
Yeah,
okay?
Man.
All right.
I appreciate you guys having me, for real.
Number one podcast, bro.
Thank you.
Moses Sandoval at Top Dogs Cuts. With
Top Dog Cuts.
Top Dog Cuts. Yep. My bad, bro.
You good?
TOPDAWG.
I love it,
CUTZ.
There you go.
Bro, if they go there, can they click on a link and schedule a haircut with you?
If you go on my Instagram, I got my Booksy link on there. Easy.
Dude, and we have a lot of people who are like, you know, business owners or maybe like on the same caliber as, you know, making the kind of money that some players are making. So do you only do house calls for like players, or if you have like a client that could pay the price, like are you going out to their house?
Yeah, if you can pay the price,
sheesh. We're in there. Cool, man. We won't say the price because, you know, it's between you, right? Yeah. Like, you know, we don't want the show to age and inflation and all that weird stuff. All right, guys. RSL Show on KSL Sports. Moses, you've been great, bro. Thank you so much, dude.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. I hope you roll with this, dude. I hope it's like for decades. I hope you, man, to the moon, bro. Like, I wish you all the success and luck, bro, for real.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you.